Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Bill Leslie and directed by Max Huttle. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
Say, it sounds like you got yourself a nasty cold over the weekend.
I sure did, Eleanor, and I feel miserable.
Well, there's some Alka-Seltzer right over there.
I know, but Alka-Seltzer won't cure a cold, will it?
My friend, there's no sure cure for a cold. But Alka-Seltzer can add comfort to your cold treatment. One or two tablets dropped in water fizz, you know, and become a unique relief-giving liquid that helps you feel better while you're getting better. Taken as directed, Alka-Seltzer relieves the headachy, feverish, ache-all-over feeling. And an Alka-Seltzer gargle gives soothing relief for the raw, irritated throat a cold sometimes brings. So, when you have a cold, add comfort to your cold treatment. Take the medicine that's so refreshing. Alka-Seltzer.
Some 400 miles from the city of Wistful Vista, right in the middle of the duck hunting country, is Lake Wapahoke. And here on the shore of the lake is a cabin. Inside this cabin are three mighty hunters, three mighty disgusted hunters, because outside the cabin it's raining.
Boy, if this ain't the rottenest luck I ever saw. Drive all the way up here to hunt ducks, and I never saw it to fail.
How many cards you want, Doc?
Look at that rain.
I'll take two cards, Herb.
All the dirty, miserable breaks I ever got, this is the dirty, miserablest.
How many cards you want, Fibs?
Pouring down out there. Pouring down. All day long it's been pouring.
McGee, are you playing poker or counting raindrops?
Take it easy, Fatso. I'm playing.
Well, how many cards do you want?
And give me time. I'm thinking. This ain't a game of luck, you know. It's a game of skill. See, I could keep these two here, or I could throw them two away and keep these three here.
Well?
Give me four cards.
Four?
Well, you guys said last hand I couldn't have five, so let me have four. I'll keep one for good luck.
Give Diamond Jim Brady four cards, Herb.
There you are, Fib. Four. I'll play these. It's up to you, Doc.
Oh, if you're playing those, I pass. McGee?
I'll pass without looking. Look at that rain.
I've got three aces.
Beats me. I got three ladies.
How about you, McGee?
Let's see. I saved a 10. I drew a jack, queen, king, and ace. Hey, that's another one of them, what you call them, straights. What do you know about that?
Of all the dumb, addled-brained luck I
have. Skill, Docky, my boy, skill. It ain't easy to figure what card to keep when you got five to choose from.
I know.
Gosh, listen to that rain. Here we drive 400 miles up here to hunt ducks, and all we've hunted so far is pots and pans to put under the leaks in the dad-ratted roof. Listen, there's another leak.
That makes nine so far.
Here's a pan. How's this?
Well, I don't know, Doc. Sounds a little off-key to me, doesn't it, Fib?
Let's see. Me. Yeah, that's a little sharp, Docky. Try the big pot. No, not the one under your belt. The one on the table there.
This one? Okay, how's that?
Well, that's better. Perfect B flat.
Hey, that's an idea. Music.
What?
I'm tired of this card game. How about a little close harmony?
Close harmony?
Yeah, why not? You're a tenor, you claim. Herb sings baritone, I can sing in the middle.
With you in the middle, Broadbeam, the closest Herb and I can come to each other is about 10 feet.
Hey, the saucepans. I know what we could sing.
What?
Come on over here to where all the leaks are. I'll show you. Hand me that bucket, Fib. That's it. Listen, you hear that?
Yeah, but I don't see what you...
It's a perfect accompaniment for the anvil chorus.
Huh?
Listen. Dee, 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 dee. How's that?
Pretty clever, Herb.
Yeah. Not a new idea, of course. When I was in vaudeville with Fred Nittany, the guy that him and me had a vaudeville act together from Starved Rock, Illinois, together, we were on the bill one time with a couple of Swiss bell ringers that they used to take glasses of water and play all kinds
of... Hey, come on over here, you guys. I got some pans over here. Come on, listen to this. The Toreador song.
What?
Hey, that's good, Doc.
Oh, yeah? Well, wait till you hear this, you guys. Ladies and gents, bringing you for the first time on this continent, the one and only Fibber McGee, accompanied by three pots and a water glass, in his own original rendition of Yankee Doodle. Yankee Doodle, riding on a... stuck a feather and called it.
That's good, boy.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Mother, I'm sure you know that good health doesn't come by accident. If you have a happy, healthy family, you deserve a lot of credit. And you probably realize that you must guard against vitamin shortage, one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. Now, an easy, practical way to protect your family against vitamin shortage is to give them one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets regularly, every day. You see, your meals may not always contain enough vitamins, but one-a-day brand multiple vitamins provide all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take. They are prescription-quality vitamins in small, easy-to-swallow tablets that leave no aftertaste. That's why youngsters take them willingly. And one-a-day brand multiple vitamins contain vitamin B12. Buy a package at the drugstore today. You'll be surprised at how inexpensive this important protection actually is. Ask for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
Want to play another game of darts?
No,
not me. What time is it?
1:30. Okay. Too early to start dinner. Want to play some anagrams? 20 questions? Canazza? Tennis, anyone?
Is the rain letting up a little, or am I just getting used to it? It doesn't sound as bad as it did.
I'll take a look. Phew. That's easing up a little. I can see the front porch.
Gee, this is mighty discouraging. Darn it, I think I'll clean my gun again.
I already cleaned mine 4 times. New gun, too. I'd like to shoot it a little at this point.
Yeah, me too. But I'll tell you one thing. If this rain ever does let up and we get out in that duck blind, you'll really get some shooting, Herb. Boy, when I start working that duck call of mine and them ducks...
Hey, how about that duck call, Fib? This stuff's all new to me, you know. How's that thing work, anyhow?
Oh, don't ever ask him a thing like that, Herb.
Hmm?
Now you've done it. I think I'll go sit in the car. If he's going to start that thing... Oh, I drowned before I went 3 steps. Oh, brother, we're stuck.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Doc. I didn't mean to start anything.
Now, here's the picture, Herb. I and you and Doc here are sitting there in the blind, see, waiting, see? And the ducks come over high, out of range.
So you call them and we shoot them, huh? Well, good. Thanks a lot.
Oh, it ain't that easy, Herb. As the ducks come over, I take my duck call, hold it gently to my mouth, lip it like a saxophone player doing a solo run on Hindustan, and send forth the plaintive mating call of a lady mallard, like this.
Eee, does a duck sound like that?
No.
Just exactly. I call to the ducks. Away up high in the sky there, they answer me. I answer them. And the whole flock wheels down towards the lake and answers me.
Oh, for the love
of... I answer them again. And they come a little closer and answer me.
When do we start shooting?
Any minute now.
I answer them back again.
Hand me my shotgun, Herb.
And they answer me back again.
The next duck that answers, I'm going to start shooting. Stand aside, Herb.
Oh, okay, Sarpuss, okay. My gosh, a guy can't have any fun around you at all. It's raining Persians and pointers out there. We can't go hunting without drowning. Nobody wants to play Canazza. I'm tired of throwing darts, and it's too early to start dinner. My gosh, what are we going to do, you big grouch?
Do we have to be doing something? Can't we just sit here?
Yeah, let's just...
Well, just talk, huh?
Talk?
Yeah, this is my first hunting trip, you know. I don't know much about it. You guys could tell me about this.
Well, my gosh, I'll never forget my first hunting trip, Herb.
Uh-oh.
It was up in the North Woods. I was tracking a moose through the snow, and I'm telling you, boy, it was cold. It was so cold, my footprints kept running ahead of me to keep warm. I realized it was pretty chilly when I seen a 60-foot pine tree slapping its limbs together to work up circulation. But I didn't really know how cold it was till I seen that wind. You know how the wind always whistles through the trees?
Yeah.
Well, this wind didn't whistle. It just puckered up and froze that way.
It was cold, Herb.
Yeah, cold.
Yes, sir. Well, I kept following them moose tracks till suddenly they changed to bear tracks. The biggest grizzly bear tracks I ever saw. I kept on. 2 days and two nights I trailed that bear, and suddenly I seen him. He was standing on a ridge, silhouetted against the sky. He had a pack mule in his mouth, and he was holding that moose under one arm. He was big.
Well, you're the biggest.
It was a perfect shot. I raised my rifle, chipped the ice off the trigger, took careful aim, and fired. And would you believe it?
I wouldn't.
That bullet came out of that hot rifle barrel, hit that change in temperature, and froze in midair 20 feet from that grizzly.
Oh.
I laid my rifle down, crept up till I was under that frozen slug, whipped out my cigar lighter, and held it under the bullet. Suddenly it thawed, and there was a sharp bang and zingo. The bullet got that grizzly right through the heart.
Oh, this is too much.
I turned the moose loose, and the pack mule... Where'd Doc go?
Out to drown himself, I think.
Well, sir, that bear must have weighed a ton, because when I put him on my back...
Hey, wait for me, Doc.
Probably just swell him out, I guess. I don't know how I'd ever got that bear home, anyhow. I guess I'll open some more peanut butter. Need a little chocolate bar.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
At night, when sleep won't come and you toss and turn or get up and read or just lie there and think, what you need is Miles Nervine to help you relax. Of course, there are preparations that induce sleep, but remember this. Miles Nervine doesn't put you to sleep. It relaxes you and lets you sleep. And what a difference that makes. You wake up next morning feeling more rested and refreshed and ready for the day's activities. Miles Nervine is pleasant to take, and it's easy to buy, too. Get Miles Nervine at any drugstore. Follow the label, avoid excessive use. And when sleep won't come, remember, you can relax with Miles Nervine.
Well, gentlemen, I think we're going to get some hunting tomorrow. It's clearing up out there.
Well, it's about time. My goodness.
This is about what I usually expect at that. I never went duck hunting in my life that it didn't rain.
I did. Camped out in a tent for 3 days one time, never rained a drop.
Didn't, huh?
Nope. Snowed all the time.
Oh.
So long, everybody.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Arthur Q. Bryan plays Dr. Gamble and Parley Bear, Herb Travis. And as Herb said, the weather is clearing a bit, so our friends should finally get down to the serious business of shooting those ducks tomorrow. This is John Wald inviting you to find out anyway on Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Weekdays follow the story of Pepper Young's family on most NBC radio stations. Follow the story of Pepper Young's family on most NBC radio stations.